Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. And our goal, to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, that's still one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, but we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that we're the greatest country on the face of the earth because of any reason except for that we obey godly principles. And when we do, we're blessed. And when we don't, look out, folks, the lack of blessings are the reality check. We have an incredible interview today, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest will be Bart Sobrell. And we had Bart on with us, believe it or not, on November 12th, 2019. Wow. You know what? I was thinking he was just on the other day. But I guess in this case, the other day is quite a while ago, is the real truth of the matter, ladies and gentlemen. But Bart Sobrell, if you don't know him, is an award-winning journalist. All right, he's a filmmaker. He's an author. And his latest book is called Moon Man, the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list, ladies and gentlemen. To learn more, Sibrell.com. Sibrell.com is where you can learn more. And when you read his book, it's a fascinating new media experience. And I'll tell you why. When you read his book, he refers to videos that are on his website. And so he explains something, talks about something, gives you the personal download of his experiences and what really happened. But then he points you to the video that corresponds so you can watch and get visual. And you say that a picture's worth a thousand words. Now we're talking literally virtual movie clips combined with the whole background explanation. I mean, it's an experience, folks, that you ought to go on. The book is called Moon Man. And Bart Sobrell is really I don't even know how to describe this. He's the premier or the predominant expert on the fake moon landings. The fact is they lied. They covered it up. They murdered. They did all kinds of things along the way. And you know what? They got caught by all kinds of people putting little teeny pieces together of this thing in the past. But Bart has taken this to a new level. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Well, thank you, Sam, for having me. I like the introduction of your program. And about a third of the book is pretty much a patriotic rallying call for our citizens to use the moon landing fraud as an example of, you know, incredible government corruption and overreach to basically reestablish the principles of our founding fathers.
Because if they can lie to you, ladies and gentlemen, regarding something like the moon landings, and if they can spend literally billions of dollars, okay, and then they can deceive you on that. What else can they lie and deceive about is the point. And if they lie and deceive about something so fundamental, so core, as to pretend we did something and went somewhere that we didn't do and we didn't, none of it's true, then what? And then most importantly, the lengths they go to cover it up. Wow, it'll open your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, is the real story here. So let's do a quick summation of before you wrote Moon Man, the book, of kind of really the case. You basically at first grew up believing in the moon landings. That was kind of core to who you were as a person, huh?
Yeah, my father was in the Air Force, and I was about 4 years old when they allegedly walked on the moon in 1969, and my father, being an officer in the Air Force, got a VIP package of about 20 9x12 color prints of Apollo 11, which I put up on my wall that year and had up for 10 years until the age of 14, where I saw a gentleman who worked for NASA as a contractor for Rocketdyne for 6 years during the Apollo program go on national TV saying, look, it never happened. After the program, I went back to look at these pictures that I had seen thousands of times, and sure enough, hidden in plain sight were these anomalies in the pictures. I kind of put that in the back of my mind, go forward another 10 years. I'm 24. I'd become a filmmaker, producing documentaries, music videos, TV commercials, and so forth. And one of my clients one day was the gentleman who produced that TV program with the whistleblower that I'd seen 10 years earlier. I said, do you remember that guy? He said, no, but call this office. They'll put you in touch with him. He suggested that I do a documentary about it, seeing how I was a filmmaker. So I took off basically 6 months to do research. Found out that two of the three astronauts never give interviews, that the administrator of NASA mysteriously resigned days before the first Apollo mission, that the Soviets had launched the first satellite, the first animal, the first man, the first woman, the first spacewalk, the first crew of three, the first of two spacecraft simultaneously. They had 500% more man hours in space than we did. Then we suddenly leap ahead. Then these anomalies in the pictures. I mean, there's something so simple. I mean, if you want one piece of evidence that proves the fraud, there's a picture from Apollo 17, the alleged last mission to the moon, that's completely fraudulent. So we know none of the missions ever went. Where an astronaut's shadow is at 12 o'clock and a rock about 5 feet away is going 90 degrees different at 9 o'clock. And if you go out in sunlight during the day, you'll see that shadows always run parallel with one another. So if you're standing 5 feet away from a friend, these shadows, it's impossible for them to intersect. And yet we have multiple pictures allegedly taken on the moon where the shadows intersect at 90 degrees, which is absolute proof they're taken with electrical light. So I started realizing that this was a real possibility, that indeed the alleged greatest event of mankind was fraudulent. And I thought, you know, I really like puzzles, and I kind of have a relentless personality. And I realized that if I start looking into this and they really did not go to the moon, it could be dangerous. So I actually turned down the project, Sam, and said, no, I want to have a wife and family someday. Why should I risk my life for what Nixon did, you know? 5 years go by. I met another client who encouraged me to read the Bible, and I got a one-year Bible. I started June 3rd, 1989, the day the Chinese man stood in front of the tank with his grocery bags, and 5 years later, I had read the Bible five times from cover to cover. And I said, you know, there is good versus evil, there is light versus darkness, there is truth versus lies, there is a God, there is a judgment for how you live this life, and I'm going to die anyway. So if they didn't go to the moon, in my mind, I realized that's actually more profound of an event historically than if they had actually gone. I mean, let's just assume you could fly to the nearest rock, put a flag on it, whoop-de-doo. But also imagine, comparatively, you couldn't do it, you lied about it, you embezzled $200 billion, you deceived all the history records, and you murdered people to keep it a secret. That's actually more profound historically than if they'd actually gone. And I said, I changed my mind. I now am willing to risk my life to do it. And who would know that I actually did risk my life to do it. And during the process of this film called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, you know, these films cost $1 million. And we were financed by a board member of an aerospace company who builds rockets for NASA, who knows for certain that they did not go to the moon. They can't go today. How can they go, if they can't go to the moon today, then how could they possibly go on the first attempt with 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone in all of NASA? It makes no sense. It's the only time in world history where technology went backwards. I mean, after they dropped the first atomic bomb, 10 years later, atomic bombs were 1,000 times more powerful. And when Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic, within 10 years, thousands of aircraft were flying over the Atlantic. And right now,
not only can they not go today, they freely admit they can't go today, but they even say if we were to go, we plan on going. They keep pushing back the date of when they claim they'll go. They can't even go in the time frame that they went last time. So, in other words, in the early 60s, they challenged and said, we're gonna go to the moon. And then they claim they got it done. Well, that span of time can't even be duplicated either. They freely admit that right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now, the farthest that NASA can send astronauts into outer space is 1,000th the distance to the moon, which means they had 1,000 times greater technological capability 50 years ago than they do today, which is impossible, which means they didn't go. And then they destroyed all the schematics. They destroyed all the original videotapes. They destroyed all the hardware. They destroyed all the telemetry that showed where the rocket really was, which they would never do if they spent $200 billion to produce this one-of-a-kind excellent equipment, but is exactly what they would do if they were covering up for a fraud. And if it weren't such a sacred cow to people, that, oh, you know, this glorious, you know, event, people would see the truth. In fact, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon, opens up with the scripture, you know, where there is pride, then comes disgrace. And we show the Tower of Babel, which until about 200 years ago, the greatest accomplishment of mankind was simply the tallest building. And the Tower of Babel was never finished. Then we showed the Titanic, the largest machine ever built, and a publicity poster that said, "The ship that God himself could not sink never made one voyage." And then Tricky Dick Nixon, when he knew they were not there, said putting a man on the moon was the greatest event since creation itself. And it just all ties together. What an epitome of lying, satanic control of the government than faking the moon landing. So if the truth comes out about that, I think it'll usher in great change.
Amen to that. Hang on, Bart. Hey, Cameron, can you skip the break? All right, let's just go ahead and let that music finish. Then we'll just skip the break, ladies and gentlemen, and continue right on this interview. So riveting. I don't want to waste a second, ladies and gentlemen, regarding this. Bart Sabrell with me. Sabrell.com is the website to learn more. Sibrel.com. Now, people have gone to me in private and said, "Sam, you know what? Your radio program is so credible. You've been on the air 25-plus years. You know what? You walk a fine line between telling the truth and hard-hitting news, but yet you don't go so far that you lose credibility. And don't do these interviews about the moon, Sam. Your credibility just tanks. It goes out the window when you do that." And I got a challenge for you suckers that say that. Are you ready? I've been talking about the moon fakery for a long time, way before I ever met Bart. And I'll continue talking about it because the truth shall set you free, ladies and gentlemen. And when you find out the truth, if you dig in, or when they're forced to admit the truth, you'll know that I was the credible truth-telling source from the beginning. You got it? So write that down, number one. Number two, I'm going to challenge you people that say, "Hey, we went to the moon." You know, you always say we got to prove that we didn't go to the moon. I want you to prove that we did go. And I want you to show me how you overcame absolute factual reality that you didn't go. All right? And the way you do that, ladies and gentlemen, is you go to Sabrell.com and you can watch the videos there. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon, etc. And the facts in there cannot be disputed. And if you really want to have a reality check, let's get a public forum and let's see if the astronauts or anybody they choose from NASA or the scientific world or anybody anywhere anytime, and let's have an open, honest, no holds bar debate in a public forum. The fact is, Bill Casing was right. He's a truth teller, and he basically said, "Hey, you know what? The six Apollo moon landings between July 1969 and December 1972 were hoaxes." Bart didn't believe it, but then he got convinced to find out the truth. And you've been on a quest for how long now for this?
Well, I guess I started in about 1989. And one of the reasons why people can't see the truth is because of the kind of almost religious attachment to the event. You know, the Bible says from the overflowing of the heart, the mouth speaks. When the rocket was launching, people said, "My God." Isn't that interesting? I've talked to a professor of a major university, professor of aerospace, and I asked him, "What if you saw an Apollo astronaut on national TV tearfully confess that the moon landings were fake?" And he said, "I'd still think we went." And that's the problem. People have to have an open mind to the possibility that they were faked. All the, you know, ranting and raving critics who foam at the mouth, how dare you say such a terrible thing, they admit they do not even consider a 1% possibility that it was faked. How dare you say such a thing? It's very simple. You look at this one picture of two objects 5 feet apart where the shadows are at 90 degrees. That means electrical lighting, period. Secondly, it's impossible for someone to have greater technological capability 50 years ago than today. The moon landing claim is the only scientific achievement that no one could duplicate 50 years later. 50 years later, the technology should be 1,000 times better, just like the atomic bomb. 10 years after Hiroshima, atomic bombs were 1,000 times more powerful. 10 years after Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic, planes were 10,000 times more technologically advanced. So if they could go to the moon on the first attempt with 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone, they would have been on Mars 10 years later, we would be in another solar system by now, and there would be bases all over the moon. There are not bases there because it simply can't be done. The South Pole has -100°F temperatures, 100-mile-per-hour winds, and yet there are bases there. Why? Because it's physically possible. And in fact, the South Pole, they couldn't even reach it on the first attempt. It took them like 6 tries to go to a place on Earth. So how could they possibly go to the moon on the first attempt? And then we uncover about 3.5 years into this 7-year project of a funny thing happened on the way to the moon, we find unedited footage of them faking part of the photography right in front of your eyes with the CIA audibly telling them how to do it. When people see that, they're like, oh my gosh, they really didn't go to the moon. When I was producing the film under the theory it might be true that they faked it. And when I popped in a tape that said, do not show to the public, on a big red letters on the screen, and it was the same special effect shot for a full hour, a 1-foot model of the Earth that they were constructing, and the CIA telling them not to, you know, talk to NASA until you pretend that a 4-second delay goes by because they were still in Earth orbit and not halfway to the moon. We have all of that proof. And then revealed in Moon Man for the very first time, we have the deathbed confession of the chief of security of the military base where Apollo 11 was filmed June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 1968. The guy stood beside President Johnson. He gave me a list of 15 people who were there at the time, the CIA code name for the project, and the name of the base where all this took place. We have more than enough proof to know that we didn't go to the moon, and the simple logic that they can't have more technological capability 5 decades ago than they do today. That's simply impossible.
Now, I want to challenge those who are the naysayers, though, and who bury their head in the sand for religious or, I don't know, whatever reasons, they just can't hardly handle the truth. I want to do this. Number one, I want to debate. Anybody you want to debate, let's do it. I can be the moderator. Bart Sobral can be the man telling the tale with the evidence as a journalist, as a filmmaker, as an expert in the field unparalleled by anybody on the planet right now. And you can pick any 1, 2, 3 people you want from any institution, scientific, aerospace, whatever you want, go right ahead. And let's just go ahead and throw down on national TV and see. All right. And furthermore, then, let's see if we can't get it in a court of law and prosecute those who are guilty. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the evidence is overwhelming, Bart.
Yeah, I would love to do that. In fact, we could go rather than prosecute an individual, because the Bible does say to love your enemies. And these people aren't really our enemies. They're lost souls. But what we could do is take this footage that they claim is the Earth halfway to the moon, go to court and get something called the declaratory judgment. For example, if you sold me a Picasso and I think it's a forgery, I could go to court, have expert art witnesses, and we could verify whether it's genuine or not. We go to court to get a declaratory judgment on this footage that NASA claims is the Earth halfway to the moon, and we can clearly prove through a panel of filmmakers that this is a forgery. And therefore, we can have as the public record that they faked part of the moon mission. Even my greatest critics agree that this is fake footage of them pretending to be halfway to the moon. And they say, well, they were just rehearsing. And I'm like, well, why not just rehearse with the real Earth out the window? Why do they have to make a fake Earth? You know, it doesn't make any sense. So, and then NASA admits that they cannot go through the radiation belts that surround the Earth starting at 1,000 miles. They admit, they say word for word, the technology to leave Earth orbit has yet to be invented. They say that word for word. So it's like, okay, then how did they go to the moon? You know what I mean? With 1960s technology, it makes no sense. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. You know, I guess it's maybe if people don't believe in God, then they have no concept of good versus evil going on all around them. And basically, you know, the alternative to God being your God is, quote, science is your God. And, you know, science is overturned all the time. They used to bleed people for 3,000 years thinking, well, if the illness is in the blood, why don't we just drain it out of them? And they killed George Washington that way. They were doing that up until about 80 years ago. I mean, science is proven wrong all the time. And yet, what is the, you know, pinnacle achievement of, quote, science? It's putting a man on the moon. And how dare you insult it? Well, they just committed a forgery. Plus, there's only 3 eyewitnesses and a TV picture controlled by the federal government. I mean, come on, people. It's so easy to fake a TV picture. We have, you know, John McNamara admitting that the Gulf of Tonkin incident that led to the Vietnam War, which killed over 1 million people, that they completely made that up. They staged it. So if they're willing to stage an event that killed 1 million people, I think they're willing to fake a TV picture.
Well, and let's be very clear, ladies and gentlemen, you always hear that the military or NASA or whatever else from a technological point of view are 50 years ahead of what we the people see publicly, and they really can't disclose it because of, quote, national security or whatever. And my response is, right now, the average person, if they have technical skills, could create what's called a deep fake video. They're admitting to this. There's software in the hands of the average Joe where you can create these deep fakes. I submit to you that these are the original deep fakes created with regards to the moon landing here. This is important to understand. And ladies and gentlemen, then, not only do we want to do this throwdown of an open debate, not only do we want to take this to court and put it on public record as a fact that they created a forgery, but you know what? Bart, back in the early days, in the 90s, so that's a long time ago now, tried to go to CNN thinking, hey, I can play this footage that we've got from NASA. I can let them, the world, know. Well, your story on the way to the CNN is pretty riveting and released in your latest book, Moon Man, right?
Yeah, basically, when I discovered this footage, I had been working as a journalist at NBC for about 2 years. I showed it to my news director. The guy turned pale white, fell back into his chair, put his hand over his mouth and says, oh my gosh, we really didn't go to the moon. And I said, yeah, I know. Because, we mean, 4 out of 5 people who see a funny thing happened on the way to the moon, who previously thought the moon landings were real, recant. 80%, largely because of this footage that we have them of simply staging something right in front of your eyes over and over again. An NBC news director agreed that it proved that the moon landings were fake. And then he said this, I cannot air this. It will cause a civil war. And I do not want to go down in history as the man responsible for that. 10 years later, another news director at NBC National said the very same thing. Except in his case, he decided he was going to air it. Then he gets a call from somebody at NASA who basically blackmailed NBC into not airing this footage. All this is in the book. A third of it is why and how the moon landings were fake. A third of it is, you know, why this is, you know, kind of shows the fall of our country. The CIA killing their own president, faking, you know, 9/11 and the current event. And then the other third are kind of my espionage adventures with the CIA trying to bring this lie to the public's attention.
Bart Sobrell with us, ladies and gentlemen. His website, Sobrell.com. His incredible book, Moon Man. It's been published with incredible information you've never heard before. The film, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. Bart Sobrell in seconds on your
exposing
radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defund the police policies throughout the United States continue to have negative effects on law enforcement in this nation. An off-duty rookie NYPD cop was shot and hospitalized when two suspects tried to steal his car as he was driving to work in Queens last night. The two suspects were arrested. And yesterday, in Bridgewater, Virginia, two campus police officers were murdered at a school of 1,500 students. David Bushman is the president of Bridgewater College.
They were very well known to students. They were always seen together. Their relationship was very close as well, and so it's meaningful, so we feel this very deeply.
I'm Satani Phil, the seer of seers, the prognosticator of all prognosticators, was gently lifted from his burrow at 7:25 a.m.
Punxsutawney Phil reported seeing his shadow for six more weeks of winter. USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Illegal immigrants continue to flood into the United States.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement, they get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country, to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families. These individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Award-winning journalist is with me, Bart Sibrel, S-I-B-R-E-L, Sibrel.com, the website, ladies and gentlemen, where you can check out all kind of things. Bill Kasing was a truth teller. The six Apollo moon landings are a hoax, ladies and gentlemen. The film documents this in great detail. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon, and now Bart Sibrel's latest book on the topic, Moon Man, has been published, which reveals new information about the moon landing fraud, including the official CIA code name for the deception and the American military base where it was filmed, ladies and gentlemen. Moon Man also discloses for the very first time Bart's real-life threatening espionage adventures trying to stay ahead of CIA agents that are rogue and out of control, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business. We have a couple of callers. First, from Chicago, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Yeah. Yep, you're on the radio. Make it fast. Hello? You're live. Go.
Yes. A couple of points. Let's keep in context the fact that, you know, the Soviets and the Chinese were our arch enemies at the time, and to date, none of them refute that we actually went to the moon. It would be rather strange, you know, that we had faked this, and our enemies decided to go along with it, because it wasn't fake, perhaps. And secondly, you know, this notion that some news director somewhere bought into this, news directors are people with perhaps four-year degrees in God knows what field. They're not scholars. They're not researchers in any related field. I could point to you a dozen books that claim to have established the fact that the world is, in fact, flat. That does not mean that the world is flat. some fringe nutcase writing a book claiming that the moon landing didn't happen does not mean that the moon landing didn't happen. It means that there are crazy people.
Now, let me ask this guy a question.
Hold on, let me stop you really quick before the question. Have you read the book or seen the film, sir?
No, for the same reason I don't read Flat Earth Theory. How about that?
All right, so we're going to let you go because you're not interested in even educating yourself about the truth. Bart shall respond. Bart?
No.
Leave him connected so I can ask him a question, please. Okay?
Go ahead, sure.
Okay, so, sir, thank you for calling. Let me ask you this. Have you even considered the possibility, even 1%, that the moon landings might, in fact, be faked and that you might be wrong?
Yes. And then I decided to go to an actual location where you can view the reflectors that we left on the moon. And guess what? They're there. Unless aliens left them there.
Well, actually, the Soviet Union left probes on the moon, reflectors on the moon with an unmanned probe, so that could be done. And then
Soviet Union does not contend that those are their reflectors. Those are our reflectors.
Well, first of all, to say that someone who disagrees with you is a nutcase is kind of a crazy thing to say, first of all. That proves that you really don't have an open mind. The fact is, according to Scientific Journal, in the late 1950s, the United States was reflecting lasers off the moon, off reflective areas, and they simply chose those as the alleged landing site so they could claim that there were mirrors there. All these, you know, equipment and computers that tell you whether something is being reflected off the moon are coming from the government that committed the fraud. So you're asking a person who lied to tell you the truth and to can basically confess that they're a criminal, which they're never going to do. Even the computer controllers at NASA who were sitting there during the launch said they could tell no difference whatsoever between a simulated flight and an actual flight because all the data coming to them could be manipulated, including these computers coming from these alleged lasers, which are simply reflective surfaces off the moon. And then the Soviet Union put laser reflectors on the moon with unmanned probes, so they could be put there by unmanned probes. And in regard to China, the Soviet Union, or whoever, knowing the truth and not contesting it publicly, first of all, China teaches in high school and in universities that the moon landings are fake. Secondly, if I had, let's say, a picture of a president with a prostitute, I could release that publicly and get them out of office, or I could blackmail them year after year after year. Undoubtedly, the Soviet Union, Israel, Japan, the European Space Agency, they all know that the moon landings are fake. NASA astronauts know that the moon landings are fake, but they keep their mouth closed because they're blackmailing the United States. That's another good reason for the truth to come out. So this person who says that if you disagree with them, they're crazy, that's proof itself that you don't have an open, objective mind to look for the truth. And to equate, you know, government fraud with the Earth being flat is totally irrelevant. The Earth could be a triangle, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with the corruptive United States government. Where Bobby Kennedy Jr., who investigated this more than any other living person, says the CIA killed his uncle, and John McNamara admits that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was completely staged. And then 3,000 architects say that it's impossible for buildings to come down with airplanes. And you think that the government doing all of these things is not corrupt enough to fake a picture? I mean, come on.
So your response is to basically fold in a bunch of other crazy theories and to legitimize it. My point with regard to flat earth.
Hold on. Let me let you go. Because we're not going to get anywhere. We're just going to basically have him intentionally monopolize the program so we don't get out real information about what really happened on the moon. If this person was truly desiring to know the truth and learn, then I recommend the fact that you look at what Bill Kasing said at the start and then all the research for years that Bart and others have done. The film A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon is a great reference for you. And the book Moon Man also is a great resource for you. And what I recommend you do is really dig into this and learn, not just close off your mind before you get started. You say, I mean, got a 1% belief that it was real, but then I shut it off before I ever even looked at the evidence.
So how about all the evidence that debunked this claim?
Hold on. I'm answering your question, but you just won't let me. So chop him off because he's not interested in the discussion. How about it? I'll tell you how about it. You get me somebody who says we went to the moon, and who has evidence, not just somebody like you who has not done their research. I'm talking about somebody from NASA, somebody from the space aerodynamics industry, somebody that, okay, in other words, somebody with credibility to have the debate, because what you're saying is, well, hey, all these people don't have credibility. So get somebody who really has credibility for the debate. I will clear the decks. I'll commit to this. I'll clear the decks for 5 days in a row on my show, which is 10 hours of syndicated radio, and I will open the mics and have an absolute throwdown 100% debate. But I'm not going to do it with people who are not willing to even research both sides. I'm not willing to do it with people who don't have the credentials. If you're going to throw credentials in our face, then I'm not going to talk to you because you don't have any. What I'm going to do is talk to people who have credentials.
Well, unfortunately, the guy's, you know, argument he keeps repeating is, if you disagree with him, you're crazy. I mean, that's a crazy argument. If that's all that you have is you insult the intelligence of a person who has a different point of view than you, I don't know what else to say. I mean, the question is there corruption in the federal government? And we know that that's true. We know that corruption in the federal government has led to the deaths of millions of people. So I think if they're willing to kill millions of people and, you know, wars that are completely contrived for the reason to enter them, I think they're willing to fake a TV picture. The fact is, if the guy, my question to him would be, show me any technological achievement in the history of the world that could not be repeated or magnified 50 years later, because there isn't one. It's impossible. Every technological achievement, from the automobile to the light bulb to radio to television, 10 years after it was invented, it was 10 to 1,000 times more proficient. Name me one technological achievement, one breakthrough in the history of the world that no one could repeat 50 years later. And the only one is the moon landing, which means it was fraudulent.
All right, let's bring up one other thing, though. If he says we go from one conspiracy to the next to make our points, let's stick with a few things that are not conspiracy theory, that are not debated, that are reality check. You got the Van Allen belt, ladies and gentlemen, that's a radiation belt that you cannot penetrate with a person. Just because there's a reflector on the moon, maybe by an unmanned vehicle or who knows, whatever, that doesn't mean that a person went to the moon. And to say so is absolutely ignorant. The fact is, the Van Allen belt is not a conspiracy theory. It exists. And the fact is, humans cannot go through it to date, Bart.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly Smith from NASA said this word for word. The radiation belt surrounding Earth, which all space missions are below except going to the moon, he called it dangerous radiation. And he said the technology necessary for a human to go through it and survive has yet to be invented. So how did the astronauts go through it and survive? What we have on tape is them faking being halfway to the moon, which means they cannot go halfway. They cannot leave Earth orbit because of this radiation. And what a surprise, 50 years later, the farthest they can get away from the Earth is 250 miles, which is about where the space station is. You know, the fact is, you know, even though hundreds of thousands of people were involved in, you know, going to the moon, do you think the CIA is so stupid to tell the person making the glove and the boot, hey, we're really not going to the moon, don't tell anybody? The thing's like a pyramid. That's like saying the teller at a bank knows the same thing of the CEO of the bank. I mean, the CEO knows all about the corruption of the bank that the teller is completely oblivious to. So to say, well, my uncle was a teller at a bank and they didn't see any corruption, therefore there isn't any, that just doesn't fly either.
All right, so that's a single issue. There's no conspiracy theory involved there whatsoever. Let me give you another one, though. This light issue that Bart started out with on the interview today, the parallel versus intersecting shadowing issue, that is not a conspiracy theory. It is not debatable, Bart.
Yeah, I mean, it's so simple. If this weren't radio, I mean, you can basically just go out on a sunny day and stand 5 feet apart from somebody, and you'll see, you know, if your shadow is going at 11 o'clock, your friend's shadow is at 11 o'clock. No matter where you go, these shadows are not going to intersect. It's impossible. And yet, in a lot of the Apollo pictures, you have objects or two astronauts that are 5 feet apart from one another, and the shadows are going at 90 degrees. I mean, I'm a filmmaker for 35 years. My job is to make fake scenes look real. And I can tell you with 100% certainty, if shadows are intersecting at 90 degrees, it's because of electrical lighting, which means they're not on the moon. It's very simple. And then,
in
secondly,
fact, in the book, they try to debunk Bart on this point, and they go out and do their own experiment.
I know, it's pretty, it's unbelievable.
It backfires.
Exactly. National Geographic did a special to counter my film because of its condemning evidence and said, look, we're going to simulate the moon by going out to a desert at night with a spotlight. And they said, look, the shadows intersect, therefore Bart is wrong. I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're actually proving me right because you're duplicating the intersecting shadows with an electrical light. Why don't you just go out to the desert during the day and have two people stand beside one another in sunlight, which were the conditions on the moon? So they actually proved me right when they were trying to prove me wrong. They interviewed me. I explained this on camera, and it was so condemning, they refused to broadcast it. So they intentionally lied. They intentionally created a simulation of the moon with electrical light, which matched the NASA pictures, which means the NASA pictures were also taken with electrical light, and yet somehow they tried to convince the audience of the exact opposite. You know, it's so absurd. All they have to do is go out in daylight, which they didn't do, and they could have easily done. They interviewed me. I pointed out that they were wrong, and it was so convincing, they refused to broadcast my interview. Now, if a program is seriously investigating whether the moon landings are fake or real, and the number one outspoken critic's interview is edited out of the program, then they have a propaganda agenda, I assure you. And then going back to the radiation belts, they sent probes into the belt in like 2015, and I called NASA and I said, give me these Geiger counter, you know, readings from this probe you sent into the radiation belt. And they said that information is classified. And I said, wait a minute, when you send probes to the sun, the temperature of the sun isn't classified. When you send probes to Jupiter, how much helium is in Jupiter's atmosphere isn't classified. So why would the amount of radiation in the radiation belts that someone going to the moon would have to go through, why would that information of nature be classified? You see that? So the whole thing is a scam. You have astronauts admitting that they've never gone to the moon before, and what can you do? I mean, they know.
Well, and let's be clear, though. When you went to one astronaut, you were in his house. He got very angry, threw you out of his house. A live microphone was left behind, right?
That's correct. Basically, this footage that two independent news directors both admit proved that the moon landings were fake. I showed it to one of the astronauts. I put a TV beside him, popped in the tape. He started turning red. He got mad. He kicked me out of his house. And in the commotion, we left the wireless microphone on him. And then my camera operator left the tape recording in the rental car in the parking lot outside. So we heard unintentionally their private conversations inside their house. Okay? And what they are discussing is calling the CIA to have me assassinated, word for word. And so if they really went to the moon, and I'm some silly, crazy person, as your, you know, caller would say, then why would they have to call the CIA to have someone who thinks the moon landings are fake assassinated if they really went? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, but let's ask the next question as well, though. You know what? Where would astronauts that are yesteryear guys, don't get me wrong, but this is forever ago, decades ago, where would they have such tap into the CIA to literally make a phone call or to even be discussing this like they would have? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because the CIA was involved in faking the moon landing. Remember, I've got a guy who was the chief of security of the military base here in the United States who stood beside President Johnson while they filmed Apollo 11 June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 1968, a year in advance. He gave me a list of 15 eyewitnesses who were there at the time, some of whom are still alive. And some of those people were CIA people. The CIA is, you know, the deceptive, you know, entity in the United States government. That's their native language, as spies, is lying. So that's why these astronauts knew very well of the CIA. And if you talk about the Apollo 1 fire, who's, you know, the dead people's relatives are convinced that that was deliberate sabotage, the guy who would have been the first man on the moon, who was very critical of them being 10 years behind schedule, is what he said, that the day before he died in this, quote, accident, he told his wife that the CIA was all over the launch pad. Well, and then the very next day he dies, and the day before the CIA is fiddling with the equipment. I mean, come on, people. The dead man's...
Why would the CIA even be involved with the moon landings in the first place?
Exactly. I mean, the problem is that people simply don't have an open mind. They somehow, I guess, you know, think they have a religious attachment to the moon landing. It's a sacred cow. That's why you can talk about every, you know, government fraud that you want. But when you talk about this one, it really pushes people's buttons. But that can work to our advantage as well, because if the truth comes out that the moon landing fraud indeed took place, even though it killed fewer people than all the other crimes of the government, it would be an epiphany moment for the public to say, ah, if you lied about that, then you will lie about anything. And they held ticker tape parades for these guys, which is pretty sad. So our national heroes are liars. How about that? I mean, this
And why
just
are these
shows...
national heroes, though? Why are these astronauts going and speaking and telling their stories for big fees if they've already got a government pension, if they were the astronauts they claimed to be? Why would they be trying to capitalize on it way late in the game, late in their lives and everything else, but yet not grant open debates to guys like me that want to moderate where they can take on Bart point by point if they're right? Why wouldn't they do that instead for free? But yet they're on the take doing these big, massive speeches for big money, but yet the reality is, hey, they should already have pensions for life. They already work for the government. This is insane to understand, but really the CIA-driven media, and this is a huge portion of your book, Bart, is really at the core of all this, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, for example, we've got the current event going on, the, quote, pandemic, okay? Well, I think 2 days ago, a world record truck convoy, which beat the previous world record by 1,000%, all these truckers in Canada are protesting mandatory injections, and they blocked an international border between two countries, the United States and Canada. They refused to let traffic go through. That's a pretty big darn story, not mentioned a single time in the evening news, national news. Although the White House getting a new cat, they did 5 minutes on that one.
Believe it or not, that convoy's 50 miles long now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
and
so
you know what? They're starting one in America going to Washington, D.C. now, too.
So how could the news be objective? How can the news not be propaganda when we have the world record-breaking protest convoy going on that's blocking an international border between two countries, and they never mention it in the news because they don't want these protests becoming contagious? However, if people are burning down cities and they want chaos in the country, oh, they cover those to egg it on. I mean, they did. I talk about a study in my book, a nonprofit organization monitoring, quote, news organizations, randomly picked 1,500 news organizations, radio, TV stations, newspapers, as to whether or not the CIA intentionally overthrowing the democratically elected government of Venezuela, whether these news organizations were for the CIA overthrowing democratically elected governments or against it. All 1,500 news sources were for it. Not a single dissenter.
Never mind the supreme law of the land would be against it by nature unless we follow very strict guidelines put forth by the supreme law. Chris, Utah, you're on the radio with Bart Sabrell.
Hey, guys. Excellent show. Sorry about my voice. I'm going through a rough patch here. But, yeah, I've always wondered, Bart, maybe you addressed this in your video, which, by the way, I think you need to give information out on how we can access the video. But why didn't, while they were filming Buzz Aldrin and John Glenn walking around on the moon, why didn't they turn the cameras out into space to get this rare view of what outer space looks like from the perspective of the moon? Or why didn't they just take a picture of the Earth in the background?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you want to see all the videos, you just go to Sabrell, S-I-B-R-E-L, Sabrell.com, and in the top left of the website are the video links for the book. You can just watch those independently. Basically, they weren't on the moon, and if they show the stars in the background, which should have definitely showed up, they would have to fake the astrological positions of the constellations, which would, plus turning with the Earth and turning with space, it was just impossible to do, so they never mentioned it. In fact, when they were asked whether they saw stars from the lunar surface at the one and only press conference that they had, they said, "I don't remember." I mean, come on, you're standing on the moon looking out into outer space and you don't remember whether you see the stars or not. Then Michael Collins interjects and says, I don't remember seeing any. He's trying to remind them of what they're supposed to say, except he wasn't there. Oops. You know, he was supposed to be orbiting the moon and not walking on it. So when you get a written transcript of that, they actually correct it and attribute that remark, "I don't remember seeing any," to Buzz Aldrin. So lightning strikes twice
in
the same
place. But again,
in
this debate, what we would do is we would play the original efforts, and then we would show the manipulated transcript to highlight the fraud, ladies and gentlemen. This is not conspiracy theory either. This is factual. Thanks for the call, Chris. I want to mention right before the end of the hour that Sabrell.com is where you can get the videos. You can get the book as well there. You can watch the incredible documentaries. Along with the book are clips that you can watch to kind of document or detail the points that Bart is making in the book. I'll give you an example right now. Toyota. Toyota looks to the moon and beyond, they say, with, quote, new lunar vehicle. They want to basically be able to have people living on the moon by 2040 and then go on to Mars after that. Why the heck 2040? And when do they expect to put a person on the moon?
Yeah, it's amazing. With 1960s technology, they can reach the moon in 8 years. But with 50-year better technology, it's going to take 20 years, you know, to go to the moon. Isn't that interesting? They said they're going to, quote, return to the moon 10 times. They said we're going to return to the moon within 5 years, and they've never been able to do it. In 2016, NASA said we're going to send an unmanned probe to orbit the moon by 2018, and they couldn't even do that. So this is just total absurdity. They keep putting it off, because simply it can't technologically be done. Von Braun said in order to launch to the moon in a single rocket, it would have to weigh 800,000 tons. And the Saturn V only weighed 2,500 tons. That's a difference of about 30,000%. So either...
And by the way, to the caller that talked about the Earth being flat and all this other stuff, weren't the guys that said the Earth was round... weren't those guys the lunatics of the day, but were right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a psyop. It's trying to give people misdirection. Oh, if you believe the moon landings are fake, then you believe in ghosts or goblins or Bigfoot or the flat Earth or whatever. It didn't have anything to do with that. Like I said, the shape of the Earth could be a triangle, and the federal government is still enormously corrupt. It's all about corruption. It's all about whether the United States government is corrupt or not, whether or not Oswald killed Kennedy or not, whether or not planes or explosives brought down the World Trade Center or not, you see, and whether or not they were able to have greater capability 50 years ago to go to the moon than they do today, which is, of course, impossible. There's never been a technological achievement that could not be repeated 50 years later, except going to the moon, which means it never happened because it's impossible for technology to go backwards. So today they have 1,000th the distance to the moon is as far as they could travel, which makes no sense that they would have greater capability 5 decades ago. I mean, it's so simple.
But rather than give all the reasons you think we're wrong on this, my response is prove we went to the moon. Go again. And go again fast.
I mean, part of scientific principle is independent verification and independent duplication. It's never been duplicated independently by anyone else, and it's never been verified by anybody else. In fact, the moon landing sites are off limits. They won't let you fly over them or get near them because if you were there with a probe, you could prove that there was no equipment there.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Bart, we want you to come back. I knew we wouldn't have enough time for this. Great work, great book. The book is called Moon Man. It's available now. Sabrell, Sibrel.com is where the book is, and the videos, and the documentary. It's a funny thing happened on the way to the moon, and more. Final words, yours, 20 seconds. Bart, anything you want to say, sir?
Well, if you believe in God, pray for the truth to come out, because our country is super corrupt, and pray that this comes into the light so that it will motivate people to, you know, take down the corruptive leaders of our government.
God bless you, sir. We'll talk soon. Ladies and gentlemen, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, truth tell, will you please, and God save the Republic.